Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
What's going on, guys? Hope you're having a good last day of the year. And I wanted to get on here since it's kind of a fun fucking around type day. Had one of these little break room episodes. So, as I always like to say, you know, this is not how the show is changing or what the show is changing into. This is just a fun thing. I know most of you understand that. Some still don't get it. So back to normal stuff tomorrow. I actually have a deeper dive into the DARPA hive mind, SWS and the SEAS. So a lot of fun stuff that I'm working on over the next week. And then I think that we'll kind of get back into the normal flow of things with the start of the new year. So I hope that you enjoyed this one. This one was with Ron Weed, the Imaginarium of Thought. I love talking with this guy. He's a great dude. And I hope that you enjoy this one. I'd like to keep the intro short just so that y'all can have some kind of mindless listening to today if you don't already have it. There's a lot of it out there, but this is fun. Ron and I talk about all kinds of fun stuff, a lot of WWE, a little bit of food, some Filipino food and stuff like that. So had a lot of fun. Big thanks to Ron. And hope everybody has a great new year and you eat something good for your last meal of the year. And we'll talk to y'all soon, guys. Enjoy this episode with Ron Weed of the Imaginarium of Thought. Here we go. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another one of these goofy little sideshow things that we've been doing. Haven't released one in like, it feels like 2 weeks or so. And I figured since we're, you know, getting back in the swing of things, this will be the last episode of the year. And I mean, I couldn't have a better guest than Mr. Ron Weed here. I figured we could get into some weird shit. Probably talk about some weird stuff, probably just talk about like random shit too. And then I kind of wanted to learn a little bit about you, like other than the stuff that I learned when you were telling me your story the first time that we spoke in an episode, man. So how's it going over there?
I was doing pretty good. Yeah, it's the end of the year. And I've had a pretty crazy year ever since I've talked to you, you know. You don't know how long I've been trying to tell that story to people over the internet. Hey, hit these people up. I've contacted so many people. And I saw you posting something about Gematria. I think you were on an episode or something. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to send it to him. And you're the first person to be like, wait a minute. This shit's weird.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it was great. So, was that this year? I thought that was last year.
That was last year, but... it's kind of like this whole year has just kind of been like, you know, the stone rolling down the hill since that point, you know?
Yeah. It's like a time warp too for everybody. I know you're talking about like your situation in particular, but time has moved really strangely over the last couple of years, it seems. So we'll probably, you know, I don't know, dude, but it's interesting. I know that you do that show, The Imaginarium of Thought, with your friends. Are you guys still doing both? Are everyone still involved with that show, or did you kind of change it up a little bit?
Yeah, it started out with just me, just ranting. Yeah. I realized I hated, like, just talking to myself. Like, right. it's so hard to do a podcast by yourself, man. Like, you're like, what am I even fucking talking about after a while?
Yeah, you feel crazy, huh?
You feel crazy, and so I'm glad I had two of my close childhood friends. They listen to podcasts, and they wanted to get into it. My other friend, he's just so busy, so he kind of dropped off the show. Yeah, me and my other friend Zach, we've been putting it together, and it's just cool to, you know, to see more than one person give a shit about listening right. to us.
Well, that's what it's about, dude. And then, so what do you guys talk about there on the Imaginarium of Thought?
All sorts of different conspiracy type things, and he's kind of like new into conspiracies, and he doesn't really look super deep into that kind of stuff. So it's nice to have him balance everything out, keep it keep the information grounded for maybe new listen people who are just getting into conspiracies and stuff like that too.
Nice. So kind of casual, conversational type things.
Yeah, and then every once in a while I try to put a deep spin on it, and just try to go all over the place and create a spider web of connections, I guess.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's tough, but that's what you guys are good at. I like the your angle on gematria and everything. That's the big thing that I learned from like what you say. And like when you come on my shows, I always try and tie it in somehow. And you always have like a pretty nice way to make that stuff make sense. So anyone interested in gematria or anything like that, or just like chill conversation, check out Imaginarium of Thought. It's fun. It's a good show, and you guys seem like good dudes. You said that you guys were all friends since kids?
The co-host I know now, I've known him since I was 8 years old. He was my neighbor when I first moved to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And my other friend, I've known him since the ninth grade, about 15 or so.
Okay,
It's
who's the friend that you knew since a kid? Was that Zach?
Zach, yeah.
Zach.
Yeah.
So you guys go to the same school, I'm assuming, when you're kids.
We kind of did, but we were neighbors. He kind of went to private school and stuff like that.
Oh,
So,
okay. So then are you guys getting home around the same time and like playing video games and like eating and shit like right when you get home from school, or is it different times?
oh yeah, it was just we were neighbors, so we were basically like brothers from another mother,
Okay, what
I
kind
could
of stuff are you guys doing
uh,
as kids?
kids, well, playing video games, and we were all really into wrestling when we first met. So he had like a little like toy wrestling ring. We would each have like two characters, and we'd put together a little like wrestling match on the fly and stuff.
Dove, dude. What do you remember what this thing was called? I'm gonna try and pull these up.
It was just like a rest it was like a miniature wrestling ring, and it had like little strings for the ropes and stuff like that. So we did stuff like that. We made up a little kids games. That's a thing like a lot of kids don't know about now, just making up shit and then doing it, and having fun like that. Like
Yeah, like make believe shit. Or does
make
any of these look familiar? Let's see. I'm
oh
gonna pull
yeah
any of them.
definitely that one in the top left.
This one?
Because you can move the you take your little wrestling figures, and you can adjust them, make them run off the ropes and stuff.
And were they WWE guys? Like, who are some of the wrestlers that you guys had?
Oh
Oh,
man,
this is dope.
Johnson, Farouk. That was
That's
it right
so sick. Real flex ropes. I bet you guys broke the shit out of the ropes.
We did.
That's so sick,
Yeah,
dude. This actually looks kind of cool. 'Cause what year were you
that's
born? Are you the same age as me, or are you a little younger?
I think I'm older. I'm 86.
86. Okay. Interesting. So yeah, you're playing with a lot of the 90s stuff.
Yeah, like back then, like it's just so it was just such a different time. Like the phones, the way phones worked, the way
Oh yeah.
TVs worked. Like when there's a TV show on, you wanted to watch it. You got to sit there and watch that shit. There's no other time, unless you want to
Right.
catch it next week on the rerun. And the bathroom breaks, it's on. You're running from the
Yeah. Yeah, when you're taking a piss and then the show you hear the character talking again, you gotta pinch it off and run back in there. All right, are any of these looking familiar? Because I'm curious what your go-to, oh, here we go. What your go-to action figure was.
Those actually look a lot like how I remember them, I guess.
These are the straight 80s ones here, dude. Like, right.
Straight 80s.
I think so, because so these are, what the hell is that company? I can't even see the company.
Like
But
Giga or something.
yeah, maybe Gig. Yeah. There was, I don't know if you've seen the show on Netflix. I've mentioned it a couple times on here. The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
Dude, they had the WWE one, and it's so sick. It's like by far the best one.
I mean, wrestling was so huge. Like, I actually did an episode with a ghost about it, about pro wrestling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just we're not supposed to talk about conspiracy here, but yeah,
No, you
wrestling
can
is
talk about
like,
whatever, dude.
huge with conspiracies and stuff like that, all the different stories behind it, people getting killed off, how there was like an NWO Illuminati type
Right.
thing.
Damn, these are dope. These are so fun to look at, man. I wish that I had some of these still. They're so cool. But yeah, man, so who was your favorite wrestler as a kid?
Ooh. I know he was kind of like the heel, but I was when I first kind of started getting into, I was into like Razor Ramon, the Undertaker and stuff. Because I used to
Undertaker's
like
dope.
Razor Ramon, he'd walk up and flick his toothpick into people's face and shit.
Really? Dude, I don't even remember this guy. I'm gonna have to look him up real quick. Razor Ramon.
Yeah, Steve Nash. Oh, no, yeah, Steve Nash or Scott Hall. No, Steve Nash was Diesel, so it was S Scott Hall.
This dude right here?
Yeah, Razor Ramon.
Oh man. Was this guy in the 80s or the 90s?
90s. He was you remember Diesel?
No, man. I wasn't as big into it as some people, and when I got into it, I got into it late. Me and like my old co-host, my cousin Brandon. I never know how to intro, like how to mention him, because I know him as my cousin, but everyone knows him as my co-host. We started because we kind of grew up like brothers too. Like he ended up moving farther away, but we started watching this. Oh man, those are nice. We started watching this in like the early 2000s, late 90s. Dude, what would you do for a pair of those? That is so sick. They're pink shorts with yellow razors on them. It says Razor Ramon.
Yeah,
Big fan of that.
and Zach, my co-host, he was a Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart guy, which was funny because they were rivals, but he was like there was this like two favorite wrestlers.
That's kind of cool, dude. We liked Kane, The Undertaker, The Rock. I think everybody liked The Rock, man. It kind of sucks what he is now. We didn't know that we were feeding a monster by all liking The Rock. Stone Cold Steve Austin, probably pound for pound, the greatest of all time, to be honest.
He started it. Like he started that whole era. The Rock was huge in that era, but I feel like without Stone Cold, I don't know if The Rock could have, because they kind of feeded off each other.
Right. Well, yeah, because the Stone Cold was kind of the heel, right?
Yeah, he was kind of the heel, and then The Rock was he was the people's champ. Yeah, that's right. He was kind of a heel when he first came out though, because he was a part of the Nation of Domination.
Right.
And then he like for like an anniversary, then he got them all like a picture of himself.
That's so funny.
That's so stupid.
Dude, yeah, man, I'm looking through. I typed in most iconic wrestling toys. There's some great ones here, for sure.
And this
See the
guy, he wasn't super big star, but I like Ahmed Johnson.
Ahmed? How do you spell it?
I think it's AHMED.
MAD, like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Johnson's
Johnson.
Wrestling. This guy?
Yeah, because he actually slammed. He was one of the few people who slammed Yokozuna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Oh,
which is
man, is
like,
that him now? Look at that. That's him now.
yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if you've seen Lex Luger now. He's all like
Have not.
skinny and deteriorated.
I'll have to look up a picture of Lex Luger. That's a sick picture. Dude,
Yeah.
we were watching this the other day. Like, it was just on the TV, and my sister's boyfriend, they're younger than I am. They're, I think, 18 and 19. And dude, we're kind of looking at it every once in a while, and he's like, dude, I bet you these guys like actually get hurt. And I'm like, oh yeah, dude, they're fucking each other up. Like, it's intense, the shit that they do. And it kind of sucks when you find out that it's fake, but then as adults, you're still like, you have to appreciate it a little bit, because it's like a live show. You can't retake it. Like, I think that they have done retakes. Like, if you're in the crowd and they fuck something up, they'll redo it for TV. But I mean, if it's live, you can't do that, dude. And there's a lot of pressure there, and you're flipping and doing all kinds of
Yeah.
stuff. Like with Logan Paul doing it, I'm like, dude, you gotta at least give him a little bit of their props for that.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I used to think it was real. I used to think like the Undertaker was actually like walking around, like sleeping in coffins and shit like
Yeah, and they bury him under the ground when he's not performing and shit like that.
that. It just shows how stupid I was. And when I used to get into fights when I was at that age, I would actually like try to do like wrestling moves and shit like
Oh God.
that. And
When you'd actually get in a real fight?
yeah, try to like suplex people and shit like that.
Hopefully you're not doing the thing that one Fat Simone dude did where he shakes his ass in the face of
Oh
his opponent.
yeah. Oh, I can't think of his name. But actually, you know, those wrestling moves, if you like, if you DDT'd somebody on concrete, you will kill them. You will smash their skull, you
Is that where
know.
you kind of like stand up in 6'9" and then you sit down?
No, it's where you like you have them in like a headlock and then you grab them by their belt line and then drive their head into the like you fall backwards and drive their head into the ground.
Oh shit, okay. Yeah,
And
no, yeah, you can't do some of these things to people.
yeah, and but these wrestlers, yeah, it's fake and everything like that. It's fake where it's choreographed. Like when you hear what's his name? Oh fuck. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And when he used to like chop people in the chest, like there's no faking that sound.
Right. No,
Like
yeah, dude,
have
there's some serious stuff. And then you know that they're really bleeding sometimes. Like, not to the extent. Oh man, look at that one. Andre the Giant and the Big Show.
Oh yeah.
Clean. I wasn't a huge fan of the Big Show, but Andre the Giant's classic, obviously before my time a little bit. But yeah, man, I'm just so much into these 90s toys again. I remember these dudes. Isn't he now a personality on Fox?
Yeah, he actually is. I think so.
Yeah, he goes by, what is his name in here? Brodus Clay. I don't remember that guy at all, but he goes by Tyson on Fox, I think now. It's weird.
Have you heard of Haku? I can't
How
remember his
cool.
other name. He was this wrestler, and they used to have like the most dangerous real life like badass wrestlers, and he was like the one that everybody was like, "Oh, this dude will beat the shit out of you in a real fight." Like, because he was like, I guess, a friendly Samoan dude, right? But people. And this happens in bars and shit. They want to go pick on like the biggest, baddest looking dude because they're drunk and they got that liquid courage. That's so stupid. And when he gets into fights, it's always somebody fucking with him. But when he attacks, he goes all in. Like one of the stories is like he actually like bit flesh out of some dude's back he was fighting.
Oh, nice. Yeah, dude, I would not fuck with any of these guys, man. Even like
Fuck
the
no.
softer fat ones. You still, I mean, they're athletic for what they're doing, man. You gotta appreciate it a little bit. I would love to
Look,
get my hands on some of these tag team things, dude.
even
These are
CM
dope.
Punk, right? Like everyone's like, oh, CM Punk sucks at MMA and shit like that. About like just about every average dude on the street, CM Punk will beat the shit out of them, you know? Like
Yeah, when they're
it's
talking about MMA, man, it's such a jump up in competition, if you want to call it that. If you're fighting a random dude on the street, yeah, there's a chance that you're going to fight somebody that knows, whether it be jujitsu or Muay Thai or a combination of both, or some other shit. Yeah, it's a massive jump up. But then when it's a requirement to know some of this stuff to fight, like, I mean, you can't just go in to even like a low level local promotion in mixed martial arts and compete well. You have to train. People think that like fighting for 5 minutes is easy. Dude, that's the hardest 5 minutes of your life. And like on your cardio, your muscles, everything is worked to the max. And then your adrenaline's making you more tired. So yeah, dude, you like the average person is not in good enough shape to fight for 3 minutes hard, you
yeah,
know?
and then also the part that a lot of people don't think about is the resting in between rounds. That's a
Right.
science in itself. It's calming yourself down and getting your heart rate down and everything like that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's nuts.
Because that's what blows most people's wads is that when they are in a real fight, they get super mad and they get super like agitated, and your blood is flowing, your adrenaline is going, and then after about a minute, you're because I think most people's adrenaline dumps out at like a minute. You have like a minute or two worth of like adrenaline.
Right.
So professional fighters and stuff, they know how to utilize that adrenaline. You know, that's why they're not just going rushing people and going balls to the wall, unless you're Michael Chandler, but
right. Or freaking Hamzat Shamayev, he does that too. Oh, yeah. He wears himself out. Yeah, dude. So you used to fuck around a lot with mixed martial arts, right, when you were a kid?
You know, I got my ass whooped real bad one time in a fight, and then that's when my dad just showed me like some karate shit, you know.
Yeah.
And then I don't sound like a cocky, but I was, you know, I was pretty bad dude. Like, I never got bullied, you know, like word passed through the school years. Yeah. That guy, you don't fuck with him. So really? I was like a freshman beating up like seniors and things like that. So, it was like, I was like 26 or something like that, 24. And all my buddies are like, man, do MMA. Cause, he knew like this coach, who ended up being my coach. And, finally got into it because I was always working all the time. I have a hard, like, I was a clean pools and I was like doing routes for myself. Like I do hard labor all day in the heat and then go to the gym and sweat with a bunch of guys and do like,
yeah, it's the last thing you want to do after an 8 hour, 10 hour day is go and freaking wrestle with some dudes. Yeah.
But it was like, it was something I wanted to do. It was something I was interested in. So I made those sacrifices. And, yeah, when I first, you know, cause I'm like, oh, I'm a bad dude. I'm gonna come in here. I'm a show off and stuff that. Nope. I got humbled like right away. Like, I was like, damn, this shit is different.
Yeah.
Like these dudes are doing shit on me I never fucking seen before. And I even won my roommate at the time. He was like 6'5", like 270, like huge, you know, guy. He's all like into like being a man, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, meat and cheese, I'm a man.
Yeah.
He went to the gym, lasted like 2 or 3 days, and then he quit.
Really?
Yeah, because he was like, I think it was like an ego struck, because he's like, this whole time he's talking shit because he's like way bigger than everybody. But then we went to the gym, I basically manhandled him.
Yeah.
And made him, you know, and I told him, I was like, dude, I just know more than you right now. I'm more skilled than you. And I was like, if you keep training and keep getting better, you'll beat my ass every single time because you're fucking twice my size, you know?
Yeah, someone that's skilled and you know, has the size on somebody is going to definitely, most of the time, you're going to beat a dude that's skilled and smaller. But so how far do you get in this MMA career? Do you actually have any amateur fights or anything?
No, I never fought.
No?
I used to get, my coach would make fun of me about that because I'd be in the gym all day. He's like, and I'll be honest, man, I didn't want to get hurt. Cause it's bad enough. I mean, it sounds like a wuss, dude. That they have construction jobs and become pro fighters and things like that. But it's right. Like, I was just thinking about like long term. You know, my knees are already bad. I was like, I just didn't want to get hurt. And then also, shit happens. Like one dude, one guy at the gym, he in one of his amateur fights, a dude kicked him and cut his eye with his toenail.
Wow! So is he blind in an eye?
Yeah, I think he got surgery, and it's kind of like the vision's messed up. But what's his name? John, one of John Jones's striking coaches, one of those coaches over there at that gym. I can't remember their name.
I forget where they come out of. Yeah, Rashad Evans comes out of there too. A couple, I think Quentin Jackson.
Yeah,
Jackson Wink or something, right?
Yeah, Jackson Wink. The striking coach. He actually was holding the pads for somebody and just, you know, shit happens. And the toenail came, same thing, toenail came across his eyeball and blinded him in that eye. Like,
damn,
that's dude. Why if you look at his striking coach has a weird eye, and that's why. So shit happens, man. And then also, as like in the streets, like, I mean, I'm going to attack people in the nuts. I'm gonna kick you in the nuts.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
If we're fucking around, I'm gonna grab your fingers and try to break them. Like, I got in a fight one time and a dude literally was sticking his thumb into my eye trying to poke my eyeball out.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is, dude. Like, that's what a real fight is. And obviously they're not gonna allow that in MMA because they're trying to keep some professional level to it. I always get in little arguments with people on like Instagram and stuff, where I'll post something like I'll say, because people always talk about how Habib is the greatest of all time. I don't think he is, man. Maybe you disagree, but I think he's far from it, because what he does is he basically goes in and he kind of lays on top of dudes for 15 to 25 minutes. Yeah, it's technical and there's a lot more to it, but to keep it simple, I feel like he's just going and laying on top of dudes. There's a ton of technique in Sambo. I think you can headbutt in Sambo too. So yeah, he probably would beat the shit out of every dude that he ever fought on the street. But I stand by the idea that, you know how there's this controversy with judges right now in MMA. I think that if it goes to a decision, it should count as a loss for both of these dudes. Like I've said that for a while. And it sounds crazy at first, but if you think about it, no one like really ends a fight after a certain amount of time. Someone's got to quit, someone's got to get knocked out, someone's got to get choked out. I don't know if you've ever like been in a fight and you try to tap a guy that you're fighting on the street, they're not going to let you go. They're going to choke you the
No.
fuck out. So the decision, like there's a lot of things that make an MMA fight not a real fight. It's the closest it can get and still be like have some integrity. But what do you think about that idea of just like decisions means both fighters lose? Counts as a loss on your record.
Well, I know. I mean, I love the knockouts. I love the submissions. But honestly, my favorite fights are when you see two dudes just leave it all in the ring, like Robbie Lawler,
Right.
Carlos Condit. I remember that. Like right at the end of the fight, you just see both of them go over to the cage and put their hands up on that shit. Like they. And to me, that's like the warrior mindset to keep going like that when your body's just saying no. It's like mind over matter. For when you see two guys, just leave it all in like that.
His Rory McDonald, Robbie Lawler's given a lot of really good fights over the years. Rory McDonald is like probably pound like the greatest fight of all time. He fought Nick Diaz in a really good fight too, beating Nick Diaz's ass, and then Nick Diaz came back and knocked him out.
Well, I think in that fight too, Robbie, his top lip or his bottom lip was like split in half. And you just see him over there like, ah,
Yeah.
like screaming, like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude, let me see. I'll
That's a madman.
see if I can mute this. But yeah, I'll just kind of have this plan while we're talking. But yeah, dude, he's like spitting blood out while he's, you know,
Yeah.
both these
It's
dudes are like they're clearly not, they don't hate each other, but it's intense, dude. And yeah, the guy's been in some crazy fights over the years, man. His dad was a professional wrestler too, right?
who, Robbie?
Robbie Lawler's dad, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, let me see.
Is he Larry Lawler, Robbie Lawler? I know there was somebody named like Lawler in wrestling.
Yeah, Ruthless Robbie Lawler. I'm fucking sure of it. It's just not showing his dad here. Family and
Oh,
friends.
there's Jerry the King Lawler. That's who it was.
Was that it?
Yeah, I don't know if that's his dad. That would be
Oh,
shocking if it was.
let me see. Yeah, man, I heard, well, Kim said this, so maybe she's wrong, because she let's see.
I
Yeah,
do
I'm
know
not.
that Robbie Lawler is half Filipino, and I'm half Filipino too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a beast, dude. I can't find his dad like quickly on here, and I don't want to be lagging too much. But yeah, dude, so what's going on like when you guys are kids, you and your buddies? I'm always real curious. Like after you get home from school, are your parents like home when you get home, or one of your parents, are they home, or do you have to fend for yourself with food every now and then?
Oh yeah, my mom, she was a housewife. So she loved to cook, she always cooked for my dad. That was the thing. So we didn't have to worry about food. And she's Asian mom. So anybody that has like Asian, like they just feed you. You're already full and you can't eat. They're just shoveling it down your mouth still.
Like an Italian
But
mom, kind of.
yeah, an Italian mom, like I couldn't leave unless I ate like all my breakfast and drank a glass of orange juice and a glass of milk, which didn't go well with each other.
Yeah, it
But
curdles in your stomach real bad, dude. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So what do you
But
guys, what kind of stuff are you guys eating? What's comfort food as a kid?
comfort food, just, well, we'd have like syrup sandwiches. That was kind of like a ghetto thing.
What the hell is
But
that? I've heard about that
it's
from Kendrick Lamar, but I don't know what it actually is.
just bread and syrup.
Like
That's
maple
it.
syrup?
Maple syrup, bread and syrup. And we used to also do mayo sandwiches. Just toasted bread and just slap some mayo on it.
Oh God, that sounds so
And
good.
another thing it was is my grandma. She'd take bread and put butter on it and then sprinkle sugar on top. Like that's like diabetes sandwich.
Oh man, I've heard of that. Dude, one thing that we used to do too is like my grandma would do it and then I started doing it myself was having like a cheese crisp. I don't know if you've ever had a cheese crisp. It's like just a tortilla with cheese on it and you toast it in the oven. But instead of that, you put butter and cinnamon and sugar on a tortilla and it's not even that good, but it's pretty wild to think about that kind of shit. Eating that as an adult, like you'd feel like shit eating that kind of stuff. But as a kid,
Yeah.
it's like no big deal.
And then my buddy, because he had like a little stint in jail for like a year or two. So when he got out, all he wanted to talk about was his life experience in jail,
All the food?
But yeah, all the food. And he actually, because he had it in jail, like they take like a ramen noodles packet, then they put like boiling water in there, and then they crush up like Cheetos or some
Yeah.
shit and mix it all together and let it like sit for a little while, and then they just eat it like that. And he, even though he was out of jail, he was still doing that because he enjoyed it so much.
Well, yeah, dude, I talked with a guy on here, Sean, that he was in one of the earlier episodes. They would make tamales out of those cups, the cup of noodles. And like
Oh, really?
you put like beef jerky as the meat, and then you have the noodles be like the dough.
Oh, damn.
It's gnarly. It does not sound good at all. They made toilet wine. They did all that stuff where you just, I don't know, it just sounds I enjoy my freedom and I enjoy good food. I don't like trashy food that much. But if I'm
Yeah.
eating it, it's gotta be trash. I actually discovered these I don't know if you got a favorite Hostess treat, but I discovered these ones yesterday. We were just starving. I had to go and grab something really quick just before we actually got groceries. And dude, they're little balls and they're Twinkies. They have the cream inside, but they're glazed on top too. There's three of them, and I forget what they're called. But they're so damn good. I don't know if you got a favorite Hostess treat. You seem like a chocolate kind of guy.
Oh yeah, I mean I like Twinkies,
Oh yeah, classic.
But yeah, as far as honey buns, I'd say like favorite gas station like treat is probably like those Little Debbie honey buns.
Right. Yeah, you think Hostess better than Little Debbie or Little Debbie better than Hostess?
I mean it kind of just depends on what you're going for. I'd say like Little Debbie's a little bit more like heavier food, while Hostess has like lighter things.
A little more decadent in the
Decadent, yeah.
Little Debbie's. So we can kind of go back and forth from Little Debbie to Hostess. I mean, here right off the bat, I'm going Nutty Bars from Little Debbie. By far. I mean, I'm a real big time peanut butter guy. Big fan of peanut butter. Let's see.
Me is probably the Cosmic Brownies, and then the Star Crunch. Around where I'm from, Star Crunch was huge.
Okay. Star Crunch is the move up there. Yeah,
Yeah, like
man.
in middle school they used to sell it in school. Like dudes would bring Star Crunch and sell it out for like 50 cents.
Oh, nice. That's some fucking entrepreneurship right there. I'm gonna look up different Twinkie flavors because they started doing these things like Lay's potato chips, the different flavors. Twinkie flavors. It's wild, dude. I saw like a banana bread one. Let's see. I'm only typing with one hand. Oh, look at that. That's disgusting. A mint chocolate
Oh.
chip Twinkie. Oh, these right here, these bouncers. If you get your hands on some of these,
That's what you're talking about, the bouncer.
dude, so good. And there's three in a pack. Delicious right there. We got these tiger tails. I don't know what that would be. It's like some sort of orange cream filling. And they look like they actually are shaped like tigers, if you see, or dyed like a tiger. But you get the idea here. Lots of different flavors of Twinkies.
I remember Roy Nelson. He used to he the little jumping vertical jump. if he'd like beat his records, he rewards himself with a Twinkie. Like he'd hang a Twinkie in the air so oh my he can God. Get himself to jump higher.
That's nasty. I like these joke ones too. Look at that. A pure beef center in the Twinkies.
Mm. Yeah, that's like a pig in a blanket. I don't know what y'all call that. You have those over on your side of the.
Yeah. Well, these are. That one's not a real one. A beef center. That's so gross, dude. If you think about the kind of beef that they would do in a Hostess Twinkie, it'd be like camel meat or some shit.
I already think about it. Like when I go to like when I was McDonald's the other day, I know I got McDonald's.
Yeah, well, hey, it's not a big deal. That's what we were here to talk about.
As I was driving off, I'm like, man, I'm probably eating fucking bugs, dude. They probably already put that shit in the food.
It is nasty to think what's in there, but I mean, it tastes good. I mean, if you don't know, it won't hurt you. I like that. I know this isn't a big conspiracy show, but we're like the idea that there's human meat in McDonald's. It makes sense because it's super addicting, and supposedly eating human meat is addicting.
Well, that's all the different additives and things like that, right? Like supposedly it comes from like one of the dyes, like red something or yellow something, comes from like, you know, fetal tissue or some shit like that.
Right. Well, there's a lot of Pepsi had a flavoring mechanism too that they would use back in the day. It was human embryonic kidney cells, HEC 293 or something. And yeah, it was like aborted fetal tissue kidney cells. Disgusting. And supposedly it holds a sweetener. It's like, man, you could figure something else. Use monkey, aborted monkeys. If you have to use aborted tissue for some reason, why human? It's so weird, but whatever. Yeah. It's like, I guess that's above our pay grade.
You know, Lil Nas X in one of his videos where he's like a werewolf or something like that.
Okay.
And he's eating, and it's all like that green light, but he's eating Doritos and drinking Pepsi, which is kind of funny because it's got that. It's like kind of like saying, like, yeah, if you're eating this shit, you're eating humans.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man, that guy's weird as fuck. But yeah, that was one of the reasons I had to get out of that whole industry, man. It just sucks working around that shit, and just everyone's so positive and upbeat, and it's like, man, we're poisoning people by putting this stuff on the shelves. It's fucking gross. But I was gonna ask you something. Oh, what was your favorite fast food as a kid? Because you mentioned fast food, and then also if you had a favorite fast food mascot.
Ooh, mascot. Fast food as a kid. I mean, obviously
mascots.
Obviously, it was always nice getting like a Happy Meal.
Right.
It was like ace. But I know at some point when I was younger as a kid is when Burger King changed up their fries.
Okay.
And then that made like Burger King like the place to go.
Interesting. I did not know that they changed up their fries. Was this in the early 90s?
I think it would have been like late 90s or early 2000s. Because they used to have like then they were kind of like long kind of fries, but and kind of like similar to like McDonald's fries, but then I think they made them thicker, like the Burger King fries were like thick and square, you know.
Dude, let's go through this list of 20 mascots. Look at how shitty this mascot for Panda Express is. It looks like a Wish version of a costume.
Yeah.
For a panda, so that one's bad. I didn't know they had a mascot. Oh, I remember this.
Oh, the oven. Oh, shit.
The oven mitt, dude. Arby's oven mitt next to a disgusting looking sandwich. Like that. Like for a commercial, they could have done a better job with that sandwich.
Well, I will say Arby's has a nice happy hour thing going on there.
Oh yeah, it's like 2 for $6, right?
Two. Well, then they also have where sliders and little sandwiches and shit like that are like $1 or something that, from like 2 to 4 or something.
They do have those little sliders. I'll fuck up some sliders, dude. I really like sliders a lot. I like feeling. I like eating smaller versions of shit. Like I love Cornish game hens and pheasants and stuff. Like really Cornish game hens because it looks like a miniature version of a turkey and you can eat the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
those are dope. Yeah, but I'm a big fan of Arby's, dude. They got some good shit. The gyros and the Reubens from Arby's are fire.
Oh, yeah. Reubens is like, I'll get a Reuben if I see it on the menu just about every time.
Dude, we have this place here. I don't know if you guys have them. It's called Beyond Bread. Is that a national thing? Do you guys have them?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh man, the freaking Reuben there is insane. Like, because they make all their own bread and it's just fire. Absolute fire. It's probably my favorite sandwich. We can discuss favorite sandwiches after we get through these mascots here. I'm trying to see. We got this, the two, the double. These aren't really very significant in my head. The Dunkin' Donuts coffee and
No, I
donut.
never even knew that.
It's probably just in New York or something. Grimace, the retarded purple nugget. What is he?
Don't know. I always wondered that. I guess he's a chicken, supposed to be a chicken nugget.
That's what I thought, but I mean, you wouldn't think that they'd want a purple nugget. It says just like the description, the huge purple anthropomorphic being with dinosaur-like arms and puffy legs has probably played a prominent role in many nightmares. That's awesome. Okay. Oh, this is the everyone's. If you're racist, if you hate black people, Colonel Sanders is your favorite mascot for sure. He's a plantation owner. Dirtbag.
It's funny because he used to actually go around to different places and stuff like that, dressed up just like that. Like that was like his thing. Like yeah. I
I
think
know.
Dave the guy from Wendy's too used to do that.
I'm
I think
sure
they were
he'll
actually
pop up on here.
friends. Yeah.
Dude, what's weird is that when, I don't know if you remember, I think that was Norm Macdonald when the phase when they're using Norm Macdonald, but they had a crisis where they were trying to, like, because people were pointing out how racist it is to have this guy. So they had like a black dude do it. They had like 30 different white dudes try it. Like whoever would stick, and they had a chick do it. They had so many in like the mid 2000s. Papa Murphy's mascot, that's bullshit. It's just a piece
No.
of pizza. I don't even get what the fascination with Papa Murphy's is. You just cook your damn pizza yourself. This guy is a G, the
The
Hamburglar.
hamburger. Yeah.
Big fan of him. McDonald's kind of has the monopoly on this because they have like several versus, and they had like a whole character,
Yeah, the
like
little
comic
Caesars
book.
mascot. Yeah.
Little Caesar's dope. Pizza. Got some weed leaves behind his ears. Let's see. The Denny's mascot. Look at this guy trying to be all cool. Yeah, some. It looks like he got a couple sausages and a pancake. Chick-fil-A mascot cow is kind of cool. I like the idea of a cow. Oh,
Yeah.
the worst one. Chuck E. Cheese, dude. How do you feel about Chuck E. Cheese?
I mean, I loved it as a kid. It was awesome. And except for I don't know if you saw where people were taking pictures that the pizza would keep coming like mix matched and shit like that. Like the slices would be like different shapes and
Oh.
sizes. And I guess they were taking the leftover pizza from other people and putting it together to make a full size pizza and selling it to people like
That's so fucked up.
that.
That makes me sick, dude. I don't know if I've ever actually eaten Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I don't think my parents like were down with it at all, but I know I would go there. And I mean everyone's had bowling alley pizza. We have this thing here called Peter Piper pizza. There's something gross about eating pizza, which is a super filling food, and then going and running around and playing. It's just nasty, like in the ball pits and shit. It's strange. Who's this? You know, Jollibee? Who's
Oh, that's
Jollibee?
a Filipino fast food place.
Really?
Yeah, Filipino food. I'll have to, man, I'll have to get you on the lumpias, dude. But it's, they got to be made right.
Lumpias?
Yeah, lumpias, they're like Filipino egg rolls, man. Oh, dude, like they are straight crack. Like my mom made some for my sister's family, and she gave it to the girl's mother. And she was supposed to share it with my sister's friend and her dad when they got home, but she just couldn't stop herself. She ate the whole plate.
Damn, dude. Are they so it's describe these things a little bit. What's in them? Pork?
It depends, like pork and stuff, but my mom does beef, and she does a little beef and I think some pork, and she puts like carrots and things, but really, really thinly sliced where it's mostly meat. It's basically a meatloaf in a spring roll. And
Interesting.
then you fry it. Yeah.
Now I'm curious what the seasonings and stuff would be on that. How it changes, how it's different from an egg roll. That sounds bomb, dude. I love egg rolls. I think like we always do these things where we go through and we talk about like what's your favorite like Asian appetizer, and you get like either a crab puffs, egg rolls, or street dumplings, right? Mine's pretty much usually the egg roll, unless I'm in a mood to say the crab puffs. I don't know if you got an opinion there, but it's a big deal to have these conversations.
Yeah, just the Asian food household is rice with everything. Eggs, right, from breakfast, eggs and rice. Then okay, you got spam and rice. Right. Everything and rice. That's just how it was.
Kind of how Mexicans are too. I mean, rice and beans.
Yeah.
And
everything. Mm-hmm.
The Noid is probably the most annoying one. The Domino's mascot. And I know Ronald McDonald's going to be number one. The Subway mascot's fake. That's not a real thing.
He looks a bit like a pedophile, just like
that. Yeah, he looks like Jared. They should have had Jared as the mascot. Jeez.
He looks like he's trying to like groom kids. Damn.
Okay, so I'm a little concerned now. I feel like it could be Burger King's king. We got number three, Ronald McDonald. Tony Dang. The Tiger. That's not even fast food. Ooh,
that's not. Yeah, that's not fast food.
Huh. Yeah,
it's Burger King's up. King. Yeah.
I knew that. Yeah, they couldn't find one. That's so weird that Tony the Tiger made the list, but yeah, man, strange shit. Okay, now we got to go sandwiches, dude. We got to. If you got, what's that? Oh, yeah, what's that kind of sandwich that you'd be eating, like mostly as a kid, and then also as an adult? I'm sure your favorites have changed throughout the years.
Yeah. Something I've only had it once, but it was really good. Cuban. I don't know if you had those before, like a pressed panini, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that was really good at Cuban. But as a kid, tuna sandwiches. I know, right, that's like, but tuna sandwiches. And what I'll do is I'll chop up some onions and spinach and put it in there for texture. Nice. Because a tuna sandwich is just soft, you know, soft and mushy.
Yep.
But if you put the onions and the something else, you get like a crunch, and it just makes it more satisfying of an experience.
Toasting, yeah, the experience is what we're about here too. With the bread toasted and then a little cheese on a tuna melt is not bad at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Throw a little American cheese, trash it up real nice. Now you mentioned Reuben. So as an adult, you like Cubans or Reubens?
Well, I mean, I'll say Reubens. Reubens is like I've liked that ever since I've had it. Like,
You go corned beef or pastrami?
Oh, corned beef.
Okay. All right. Hey, I don't hate it. We got there's another one here where they do, instead of sauerkraut, because I love sauerkraut, dude. Put sauerkraut on anything.
Yeah.
And I heard this tradition too, where you're supposed to, in Pennsylvania, they do pork and sauerkraut as like the New Year's meal. So I'm curious. I might try that. I might make some pork for tomorrow. But they do coleslaw instead of sauerkraut on a Reuben here in some spots.
What?
It's kind of good. It's kind of good, dude. It's not as good as the sauerkraut, but you know.
Yeah.
Gives it a little
My uncle, I don't know how true it is, but up in, you know, my dad's from the Pennsylvania area. When we went up there one time, he's like, my uncle's like, I'm gonna show you a genuine Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
And when he gave it to me, it had pickles and mustard on it. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, this is not what I think like a Philly cheesesteak is.
But yeah. Did it have the peppers and the onions?
Yeah, peppers and the onions, and then pickles and mustard. And he's like, yeah, this is how it's supposed to be or something. I don't know if it was just his reference, but I guess I was under the assumption like this is the old school way to make a Philly cheesesteak.
Well, so we have, I think, in the south of Philly, like southern Philly, they do it like that. Because I know they'll put pickled peppers on there too. There's a place here called Frankie's. It's bomb. And they're actually expanding, which is nice. But they have like the regular cheesesteak, which is like your steak mixed in. Like usually you can throw some mushrooms in there too, mix up mushrooms, steak, bell peppers, onions. That's your basic shit right there. Cheese, usually some kind of white cheese. And then they'll throw, like, on the table, there's a jar full of peppers and, like, a thing that you can get out your own peppers with. And they're pickled, like, red there's some sweet ones, there's some spicier ones. You just throw whatever peppers you want on there. But yeah, pickles would be, I mean, it's the same idea, right? Pickles and pickled peppers.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense. I don't know if you've heard of Tasty Cakes.
Tasty Cakes, what is this?
It's like a Hostess or like a Little Debbie type thing like that, but it comes out from that area, like the Northeast. I don't know, but whenever we'd go up and visit family up in Pennsylvania, it was all about Tasty Cakes. That's all we talk about on the way up there. That's all we talk about on the way back is Tasty Cakes.
Let me see. It looks like it's spelt with a K. Cake with
yeah,
a K.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Are these what you're talking about here? Got to share my screen. Boom. Tasty Cakes. Is this it?
Yep, those are it. And the ones we'd be big on were the peanut butter ones, the chocolate peanut butter ones, and then we put them in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, anything with a – if you freeze any of these kinds of things, it just kind of elevates the – here you go.
That was right there, yep. Nice. Yeah, that was it.
Well, I'm going to order a box just right now. Just order one. Look at this dinosaur. You could win a dinosaur, it looks like. That's interesting. Yeah. Hey, man, there's little local – like, what are those other ones? Edamame's cakes. Have you heard of those?
No.
Edamame's cakes. I think that's another kind of more local thing. Entenmann, I think. Entenmann. I'm going to spell it wrong and hopefully it'll just correct it for me. Yeah, these, dude. I'm sure you've seen these. These guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The those little are really bites.
Good. Oh, yeah. The little bites are great.
You can't go wrong, dude. I mean, I'm sure they're awful for you, but then they got like these crumb cakes. I don't know.
I like the straight, what is it? I can't even think of it now. The bread, loaf bread, or
the Entenmann's?
Yeah, the mini butter loaf. I don't know. I can't remember what it's called.
Maybe this right here, the all butter loaf. It's just a loaf of butter bread. It looks like. Let's see.
Yeah.
No, it won't go. This one.
Shortbread. Yeah,
that's butter, like butter cookies, dude. That's good. Do you have a favorite cookie, like a solid one? If you could only eat one cookie for the rest of your life, it doesn't need to be a brand necessarily, but a type. It could be a brand.
Straight sugar cookie for me all day.
Now, do you like the sugar cookies that the grocery stores do with the like quarter inch layer of frosting on top?
Oh no, just a breading. I'm not a big frosting guy.
You like sprinkles?
Sometimes. Just kind of depends. And if I'm gonna get like an ice cream or something like that, I prefer more like peanuts or something like that. Some sort of like pecans and stuff.
Right. I'm with you on that. But a sprinkle is a nice touch if you're trying to just really look like a fat piece of shit. Having an ice cream cone vanilla coated in sprinkles is just a nice touch. I'm like you. When I go to Dairy Queen, dude, I get the peanut butter parfait. That is my go-to every time. Have you had that?
No, sounds good.
Oh, dude, it's their shitty soft serve ice cream in a big cup, and the lid is as big as the cup because they really do it up for you, and then it's hot fudge and peanuts. It's so simple. But with all their super processed ingredients, it just tastes so good. It's wild how good these things are. I'll actually pull up an image for you. Because this, if anyone hasn't had a peanut butter parfait, you really got to... the first thing that pops up is calories. Peanut butter parfait. Look at that thing. Oh, man. That's it right there.
Oh, damn.
That's a realistic picture of it, too. That's what they look like. Just fucking so many peanuts. And it's like half peanuts and fudge, and then the vanilla ice cream, dude. Absolutely a must. Look at that. Getting hungry over here.
You a big ice cream guy?
Dude, I am, man, but it makes me feel really shitty after I eat them. Like, I feel really bad now, like, as an adult eating them. Like, my stomach and all that shit. If I have an empty stomach and haven't eaten much that day, I can eat an ice cream and not feel like shit. But like if I'm tired or something, I can eat an ice cream and that sugar rush kind of gets me going. But for desserts, dude, I kind of like pies kind of the most. You know, a lot of people like cake more than pie. Not me, dude. I go pies all day. You eat a lot of ice cream over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it makes it hard to lose. You know, it's just that comfort food, especially when you're watching TV. It's just something.
Do you do anything weird with your ice creams? Like, do you like put like pretzels, or like, is there any like kind of weird shit that you do with your ice cream since you eat it a lot?
well, there is a with vanilla ice cream. They sell it's another Filipino thing, but it's called provolones.
Okay.
Provolones, and it's like a it's evaporated milk and like sugar and a bunch of other shit, and it's like dried and like smushed together into
Okay.
like a, and I'll crush that up and put in vanilla ice cream, so it makes it like a powdery, like chalky ice cream. I don't know. It's like,
Ooh.
yeah, it's like chalky ice cream. But yeah, that's like the popular one, is like the ube ice cream. It's like purple ice cream.
Yeah, I pulled up Filipino ice cream here. It looks cool. It looks like they're all about like colors, like bright colors.
Ube is a type of sweet potato, and it's purple, so it gives that.
Really? What the fuck? I've never heard of this before.
Ube
Something I'm
ice
gonna have to
cream.
try. Yeah. What is it? How do you say it?
Ube, UBE, I think is how it's spelled.
Well, look at this. They also have like pepper flavored ice cream, spicy
Yeah.
chili ice cream.
Oh, I don't know if you have you ever had a spicy mango, like chili mango.
Oh yeah, dude. They had there was a Mountain Dew that came out because when I worked for Pepsi, that was the only Mountain Dew that I actually liked. It tasted like the, are you talking like the Mexican candies?
Yeah, well, it's like actually like what they do is they take a mango and sprinkle chili pepper on it and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, they actually have treats like that here, like little lollipops, because we're
Oh,
big on
nice.
Mexican candy here. Yeah, dude. But what were you gonna say about it?
Oh, that's just good. You know, it's like it's
Fuck
weird because it's like a sweet, spicy.
yeah.
You know, I
Yes.
like things like that, like salty caramel and stuff like that, you know.
Salted caramel is probably one of the best flavors that you can get, especially if they throw a little sea salt on top. I don't know what it is. I like
No,
caramel.
I think I remember listening to one of the episodes you did, and y'all were talking about chicken and waffles.
Yeah, not a fan. Not really a big fan of that. And then the way that Ghost makes it, that psychopath, they don't even fry it. They just like, it's like a fucking, I don't know what that is, but it sounds strange, man. Do you like chicken and waffles?
Oh yeah, actually, and here goes the thing. I always thought it was weird. I'm
Yeah.
like, who would put chicken in waffles? That's just doesn't make any sense. There's a place around here called Lox Chicken and Waffles,
Okay.
and it's fried chicken tenders on the waffles, and then they have the butter is like some sort of strawberry butter. It's
Nice.
like straw, and dude, it blew my mind. Like when I ate, and it's that same thing. It's sweet and salty. It just gives you that weird that doesn't like people who put bacon in their sundaes and stuff like
Right.
that.
Have you had that? Have you had a bacon
No.
sundae?
No, I for the same reason, I was like, that's something psychopaths do. Like, who kind of weirdo would do that?
This right here is something psychopaths would do. Have you had this ube cheese ice cream?
No.
Okay, but you've had ube ice cream.
I've had ube ice cream, yeah.
Maybe next
'Cause,
time try it with a little cheese.
yeah, I've actually heard that some people do that. My mom, she would make ice cream sandwiches, but she would just put toast and put an ice cream in
Oh man,
it.
that's fucking hilarious, dude. No, I mean, there's a lot of people that like when they take a apple pie, they'll put a piece of cheese on it. That's like a old school traditional way to eat American pie, apple pie, sorry.
Well, I have had they make rice, like these little rice cake things, but then they do put a little piece of American cheese on top of it.
It's so interesting, man. I'm seeing more and more of this ube queso. I mean, it's tempting to try, man. I wonder if the cheese kind of maintains its softness, or if it gets kind of hard in the freezer when the ice cream's frozen.
I think it's the I think it's like it probably like melt, like when you're eating it, it'd probably be like a chewy ice cream. That's like what I'm thinking when like it's ice cream that you can kind of chew on a little bit.
Well, because Filipinos, like, are they similar to the rest of like a lot of Asian cultures that don't eat much cheese at all, right?
Yeah, I think, but in the Philippines they're pretty Americanized.
Okay.
Stuff like that. But what the Filipino taste palate is they take foods from all over Asia, the different Asian place, and make it a
Right.
little bit more sour. Filipinos like
Sour.
sour stuff, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, dude, I'm fascinated with this fucking Filipino ice cream here, man. This is crazy. The purple ice cream with cheese. And you said that this is a potato, so it's like a sweet potato ice cream
Yeah,
with
sweet
cheese.
potato ice cream. I don't know if you ever heard of a. There's also something. It's a dessert drink. It's called Hollow Hollow.
They showed that up here. I thought it was saying Halo, Halo. Let's see. Hollow, Hollow. It was up here right somewhere if you see it. Oh, right here. Yeah, boom. Look at that. That looks nice. What is it? It's a translated as mix mix. It's a whole lot of sweet things packed under shaved ice, topped with evaporated milk, like you said, ice cream, and flan. Okay. Anything else your sweetheart desires? Yeah, dude. There's
It's
like
just this,
Jell-O.
yeah.
Have you had one of these, dude? These look fun.
Oh yeah. My mom used to make them when we were younger.
It just sounds like you just throw a bunch of sweet shit together, right?
That's been that's basically all. It was just a smorgasbord of all different things.
Oh man, they look cool, dude. This seems like I think that we might have. Because have you heard of what the fuck? I feel so stupid that I can't remember this. There's a lot of similarities with like Filipino culture and Mexican culture because we do these drinks here that are similar to this. I cannot believe I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, because both of our the Filipinos and the Mexicans both had their countries raped by the Spanish and their gold stolen.
It's probably true. It's
We
probably
share
true. So yeah, we
we
just
share
get
those similarities.
right, dude. Yeah, man. What the hell are those drinks called? Mexican. I'm just gonna have to tell you because it sounds a lot like the Hollow Hollows. Mexican ice cream drink, maybe. But yeah, we have them all over here, dude, and they're so good. Raspados. Such an asshole that I can't remember that. But look at these things, man. That there's your chili mango drink right there. Boom.
Oh damn, yeah, I would definitely get that.
You got the straw, and this has like tamarindo candy around it. That looks like some sort of like Mexican ice cream. You got your chamoy, which is a nice addition. Everything is real salty with Mexican candies, but yeah, you got all these different ones, dude, and they're just bomb. So good.
Yeah, and I don't know for the people, the audience listeners, I kind of look Mexican.
Right. I thought you
I
were when
get,
we first met.
yeah. I work with a lot of Mexicans, and it's funny because they all just assume like I speak Spanish. I got to stop and explain to people, no, I'm actually Filipino. I'm Asian,
That's
and
funny.
some people actually get mad, or like not mad, but they're kind of like they don't believe me. I'm like, I don't know,
Really?
this
Why
motherfucker.
would you lie about that?
I don't know. It just because I look so much like even my mom like makes fun of me.
You look more Mexican than them?
Then yeah, I just get that like all the time. I know I look Mexican when Mexicans walk up to me speaking Spanish.
Oh,
They don't
yeah,
even
dude.
like
Gotta love
question.
that. Yeah, they're just like, this guy knows. Wasn't your dad having a darker complexion? Is that where you get it from?
My mom, she tans pretty good. My dad was kind of a darker white guy, I guess,
Okay.
because he said that's why he was able to do like spy type stuff is because he could say, oh, I'm half Middle Eastern and half Canadian when he'd go to other countries and stuff like that. He can kind of
Interesting.
say he can make it seem like he's not American, yeah, or not a white guy, not a completely white guy, I guess.
Right. Yeah, man, that's interesting. It's crazy. Maybe we could talk more about like I don't know if you want to though, if the stuff that your dad used to do, talk about that a little more because that stuff's interesting. I know that this is kind of more about like goofy stuff, but that stuff's crazy, dude.
Oh yeah, he was just a very interesting guy. I was like thinking, writing a book about him one day, just like all the little things like but he grew up in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is kind of like a mob town.
Okay.
And he had a cute little story where he went into this guy named Big Al who he ended up working for, like
Yeah.
legally. But
I remember you told me about Big Al.
Big Al,
I got you twisted up, and you actually said Big Gay Al on accident one time. Remember?
Big Gay Al. Oh, that's funny. I remember that now. Yeah.
Okay, so Big Al, he's working for Big Al legally, you said.
Oh, but when he met him, he was a little kid, and he went into his ice cream place, his little shop, and he walked outside, and his ice cream fell off of the cone. So he's just outside this dude's shop, like crying. He's a little kid. He said, "Big Al, Big Gay Al." He walked up to him, and he's like, "What do you complain about, kid?" And he saw the ice cream, so he took my dad back inside and gave him like a tower of ice cream.
Oh, nice
and stuff. And yeah, and he was like, he actually took a park bench and had it installed outside of his store.
Really?
Yeah, just like that's just how it was. Like the cops knew. You know, mobs kind of run thing. And
wait, so what do you mean with the bench? What do you mean? So he takes a bench and what
had it put outside of his store, like it was his bench, so he could sit on it.
Your dad?
No, a Big Al.
Interesting. So they just took it off the street and just moved it,
took it from the park and brung it to his place. Yeah. And you know, my dad, he was kind of like a little ruffian too, a little bit in his younger age. Like, I guess him and his buddy would go around and, like, break parking meters and stuff like that.
Nice.
Steal the change out of it. They would have a sledgehammer in the trunk. And he's picked fights with, like, bouncers. And I mean, not bouncers, bikers and things like that. You know, like, they would go kick their bikes and stuff like that and then pick fights with them. And he said because they'd be all, like, big guys, but they'd be fat.
Yeah, yeah.
So all he do is just kind of run around until they got kind of tired, and then he, you know, beat him. And it's funny because he would not want this stuff kind of, you know, said like out there, but because he was a very like nice, humble guy. I guess when he was in the military, in the beginning years, he got addicted to heroin.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. So how does he get from doing that kind of shit, kind of running around, causing all kinds of trouble, to getting into the military and being like super straight laced?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Like, well, he had a rough childhood, stuff like that. So he was always, during the summertime, he would basically go and live out in the woods where they were at, you know? So he'd live in the woods. I guess when he enlisted when he was 17. Basically, he was saying like a lot of the stuff he did in the early years, I guess, is because he didn't care about dying.
Mm.
So it was like, hey, go do this. It's kind of like, okay. It didn't, you know, he had because he didn't have that companionship in the real world. Like the military gave him that, companionship that, you know, and, but he said, you know, he started to love life and didn't want to go out and do crazy shit anymore. You know, it's kind of, just, you know, crazy stories about him. You know, it's just how, I'm trying to think, you know, but he was just a, you know, interesting person.
Yeah,
know?
Man.
We'd get along, but we'd have our spouts because he was all about being alpha, go to work,
right.
You know, do work, be a man, and stuff like that. I'm like, I want to play video games and read fucking comic books.
Right.
You know?
That's funny, dude.
But so, we bonded over the conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, man, it's interesting. Like, so he goes straight into the military, and then right away, is he doing crazy shit? Or was he, what did they kind of like gradually move him up into that? Or do you know much about that?
Well, I know he was a corpsman when he first, which is like the combat medic. So he said like a lot of the times you'd come up to people and their guts are hanging out of their body and stuff. You can't really do anything from that point. So you just cover it with a sheet and hit them with morphine and go on to the next guy.
Mm.
I don't really know exactly because, you know, I've looked at his, like, because he's got his military records and stuff. I've looked at, he was logistics towards the end and stuff. But it's just, you know, we worked at this aquatic center, and the 160th division, which is like the Black Hawk dudes. Like, I don't know if you said like Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of those guys are like Delta Force, like
badass dudes.
And they'd be like telling me about my dad. Oh man, your dad, he's a legend or something. I'm like, you know,
that's crazy. That's definitely, yeah. That would be a wild, wild feeling. And it's got to make you feel good too.
Yeah. It was kind of like, it was always kind of like, what was he really into? You know, like, cause he's told me shit like, joking one time, cause you know, I smoke and, you know, get high and stuff like that. He said, he took some, you know, they took something off of some dude's body and went to the base. And he said, you know, you're going through like doors are opening up, all these doors are opening up, and you finally get to like the scientist hippie looking dude, you know, and he gave the guy the satchel, and the dude's just looking, and he sees a joint, pulls it out and lights it up and keeps looking through the bag, and he looks at my dad, he's like, oh yeah, I'm done. And my dad's like, did this guy just light a joint in a fucking government facility? Like, that's holy nice. Shit. And just walked out. But he said, you know, I guess he was probably like doing stuff like that,
like dropping off like packages and shit.
Yeah, packages. But he told me how he got his Silver Star. He's got a Silver Star, and he said he they were pinned down by some gun nest, and he took a pistol and a knife and ran up. He killed two of the guys and then took the other two guys hostage.
Damn.
But like, I guess he was like, he didn't want it, you know. It was like one of those things, like the captains or whatever, they're like, oh dude, you know, you should have seen that shit. You know, because, you know, he was a small guy. Like, he was like 100 pounds when he joined the military.
Damn.
And, yeah, like real small. But he was like super athletic, like super athletic guy. Right. Quick. And he just ran up there. He said he ran behind the nest, got behind it, shot the first guy. I think he stabbed one guy and then shot the other guy. And then, you know, made the other two quit or whatever, give up.
Interesting, man. That's crazy. Yeah. So that got him a Silver Star then.
Yeah, well, he didn't want it because what was it? A lot of people died.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah, so he felt like, bad taking like a reward or an award. Yeah. Not a reward, but an award for like, you know, a lot of other people dying and shit. But that's not the way that it works out. I mean, it's just he did something heroic, it sounds like, but it's gotta be, if you actually do something like brave and you actually are a brave person, it's probably very different when you actually get the award. You're like, fuck, I don't deserve this, you know. I couldn't imagine how that feels.
Yeah,
but I could try to understand definitely like why you wouldn't want an award for something like that.
He said he decided to wear it in their honor or something.
Sure.
Or take in their honor. But he was the kind of guy, and this is kind of, and I found out this is kind of like a motto for like one of those things, but his thing, and I guess what he kind of taught to me, you know, it's like kind of like, you know, was, it's not about the glory, the deed. It's all about the deed, not the glory, you know? So when you do good things for people, you do them out of the deed, not for the glory or the reward, you know?
Right.
If you like, I saw one lady talking about certain dudes, like, these guys could go out and risk their lives, do all this crazy shit and save the world, but all they get is to pat themselves on the back and say, I did this, you know, for the world, and nobody's ever going to know any of this shit. You know, like, nobody's going to come pat you on the back. You got to pat yourself on the back. So good job.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, it's weird, man. I can't imagine that stuff, dude. Like, it's crazy what some people do throughout their lives. You know what I mean? It's nuts. But
oh yeah, and he was, you know, he had stories about like spy shit. Like, he was in Somalia, and he was posing as a priest.
Okay.
You know, and he took a taxi cab drive with these guys, and you know, he speaks like multiple languages, and he's in the back seat, and the taxi cab driver and his friend are in the front, and he's sitting there listening to him have a conversation about taking him out to the sugarcane fields and killing him and robbing him.
Really?
Yeah. And I guess when they started talking about that, my dad was like, you know, started speaking in their language. And you're like, oh shit, he knows the language. And he started preaching about God and stuff like that. And took out the
Damn.
Bible, but he had his gun inside the Bible. But he was took out the Bible and started reading them Bible verses and shit like that. And they were like, sorry, Father. Sorry, forgive us. We didn't know, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, that just shows, and he was explaining how weird people are. Like, these guys are about to kill him and rob him. But all of a sudden he says he's a man of God, and they're like, oh, we're
Wow.
sorry. Forgive us.
Yeah, like that would change what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to kill somebody that's not a man of God, I guess. I mean, it is different if you're killing like a total dirtbag, but it's funny that that's wild, dude. That is some straight movie shit. It sounds like having like a fake Bible with a gun in it. That's dope. Hell yeah, that's good stuff, man. It's interesting to hear that stuff. I mean, I know that you talk about them a lot, but and I'm sure that there's so much that people haven't heard about too.
Yeah, like another one I talked about is in the Philippines, they're super superstitious, you know? Like they really believe in all that shit they're out
Yeah.
here living. And they have a type of vampire there called the Ashwong. And
Okay.
so my dad, he bought fake vampire teeth, ones, you know, little plastic ones you can stick in.
Yeah.
And because he used to stay out there with the indigenous people and stuff like that. He, live with them and learn from them. Because I guess that's how they train a lot of dudes for the jungle warfare, is send them out to the woods to live with these kind of like people. And but he did that and was like telling the little kids, oh, I'm the Eshwa, blah, blah, blah. Who's Eshwa? And the kids start freaking out. He said like all the villagers started pulling out the spears and the bow and arrows and stuff
No
like that.
way.
They started making him
Ashwang,
look,
I see it right here. I see it. I'm gonna pull it up while you're talking.
They started making him wear like certain flowers around his neck, and he said the dude had like the bow and arrow like drawn back on his head. He's like,
Damn.
oh, I fucked
When the practical jokes go too far, huh? Yeah, dude. So you got the vampire, the Viscera sucker, not sure what that is. Oh, this is okay, so this is a different sect of it. This is a Manigal, I think.
Oh,
Manigal.
yeah. That one is a vampire that detaches its upper torso from its legs, and then it floats around and drinks babies with this little tentacle tongue thing.
Nice.
Drinks
Okay.
babies.
We got the weredog. This is like a werewolf, right? Call it a weredog, though.
Yeah. Like some people in the Philippines, like some, there's some places, because there's 700 islands, so there's so many different types of people there.
Right.
But some people in one of the islands or things like that, like they dudes will walk around with Bible pages from the Bible around their belt, and
Yeah.
then on the opposite end you'd have witches, like the warlocks and stuff, and they'd have curses and stuff that they'd wear on them.
That's crazy, dude. Now that you're saying this, it reminds me of some type of legend. I didn't think it was the Philippines, but it sounds a lot like it. That Ashwang that you're referring to, it's like an umbrella term for all these things, right? It's like the vampire, the werewolf, all this stuff. But they say that these things are usually dogs, cats, or pigs. So house animals or a pig, basically. And that was this most powerful type of black magic that I had ever like researched according to like all, let me see what it's called. It's Hutu or some shit. Let me see. Most powerful black magic. Most powerful Pokemon is what pops up first. Most powerful black magic. Maybe it comes from India. Let's see. Most powerful black magic. Layak, this shit. It's from, I swear it sounded exactly like what you're talking about, but it's not from there. Where's Layak from? And then we'll get going here shortly because I do have some festivities for the new year. You got any plans for the new year?
Well, hopefully I get off early enough from work to be able to enjoy it, but yeah, I want to get drunk and kiss my woman.
There you go, dude. That's what it's about.
That's about
That's what
all.
it's about.
Maybe
Nice.
get a little more. No.
Maybe get a little more than a kiss if you're lucky. Start the new year off right.
Hopefully she don't see that.
Yeah, right. Well, and by the time she does, it's too late, dude. I mean, I am going to post this today, but I'm sure she wants the same. But yeah, this thing called Leak. I think I was pronouncing it wrong. Leak or, yeah, Leak. But yeah, dude, this is, it sounds exactly like what you're talking about. This Rangda does that. It's the queen, and it's like a disembodied head and torso flying around, and it turns people into pigs, cats, or dogs. Sometimes it'll turn people into buildings, which is wild. And the building version of this black magic is the most powerful. Like, the building will suck people into it and kill them when it's in, when they're inside. It's a weird, it's a really, really interesting thing. And it reminds me of that Ashwan, or what was it? Ashwan, you said?
Yeah, Ashwan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, dude, check this out. If you're into any magic stuff, Layak, crazy, crazy shit. But
yeah, it makes me think that, like, cause of these like indigenous people, it's all spread out and they have all their different variations, but it's probably all, you know, originates from one main story, you know?
Right. Yeah, they just have different variations of it, because it's weird that each culture throughout the generations and centuries really has, like, the vampire legend, the freaking werewolf or the weredog, like, all these ghosts, obviously, is a pretty basic one. But, dude, it's nuts that all these people that couldn't communicate back then, they all still have similar stories, so there's got to be something to them.
Like, because even here in America, there's, like, Phoenician... And right. Viking like artifacts here, and also in the Philippines, they found Phoenician artifacts
right.
from the Middle East. So it kind of says that maybe everything was all in this one spot, and it just broke up and spread out, but it all, you know, kept that. So also like but in the Philippines, like before like the year like 1800s, 1900s. There's like the records of the prehistoric Philippines is very, very slim. And that's because back in the day, what a lot of people theorize is that the Philippines was like a gold mine. It had like all the gold was over in the Philippines, you know?
Huh.
And that's kind of why the Spanish came, took all the gold, and then wrote in the history books that these people were savages that
didn't
know anything until we showed up and gave them civility, you know. But theorists say that the Philippines is actually a very rich, prosperous country in ancient times.
Well, yeah, usually if it's said that they're like poor or savages or whatever, usually it's the opposite. Usually, not always, but it seems like usually that is definitely the case. And I could definitely believe that. It's a really lush area. Doesn't shit grow like crazy out there?
Yeah, rice and stuff like that. And, things. And and it makes you wonder, the Catholic Church is always interested in like isolated areas where the people there, you know, and they go there, they learn from the people, steal their shit. And then it makes you wonder, like, is the Vatican doing this to learn more about human history? Like, they're actually the ones sending these people out to understand indigenous people so they know history better, you know, because you learn it from the source. You learn it from the oldest, longest generational people, you know.
Yeah, the oldest generations out there. And yeah, I mean, you could just, infiltrate these groups and then learn all their shit, learn their history and their culture, and then wipe them out. That's what they seem to do. So it's shitty, but that's what they do. Yeah, man, this is interesting, dude. I always like talking with you, man. Talked a little bit about food, got into some weird shit. It's always the name of the game, just meant to be a chill conversation. This one's a little shorter than I would have wanted, but got shit to do. Everybody's busy, right?
Yeah, I'm glad to get to finally just talk to, you know, on an episode and just bullshit. I guess we do it at the tavern.
Yeah, we do it at the tavern. We did that MMA one that was kind of, you know, we were getting in some deep MMA stuff too, but there was a lot of just conversation there, man. Yeah, I like doing these, dude. They're just like way more chill, and you know, it's like just talking with a buddy, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the whole point. Yeah. So I'm real thankful that you popped on here, and it's cool that it's the last episode of the year, dude. Last episode of the year over here at the show. So is there anything else you want to tell people about, like with your show or your work or just anything at all?
If you want to check out the show, it's The Imaginary Thought. And don't listen to the first three episodes because it's just me rambling. I'd say start at episode four. Okay. I hate seeing that. I hate seeing like the first episode is like one of my most popular episodes because I'm just like, damn, there goes like viewers.
Well, maybe listeners. People like that shit, you know? Maybe people don't like just hearing somebody's thoughts. I mean, there's different, all kinds of different shows out there, so there's something for everybody. But yeah, no, it's a good show. You guys seem to have a lot of fun. You can tell that you're all real friends in real life, so that's cool.
Oh yeah, I appreciate that. And yeah, we're trying to get more guests on and branch out, maybe even like do something like this, like take a break from the conspiracy stuff, because just like with art or anything like that, if you're getting writer's block or something like that, you just got to walk away.
Yeah.
Do something else and then get the inspiration, come back to it.
Yeah. I'm lucky when I find topics that I'm really interested in. Like right now, the whole Russian cosmism stuff is completely interesting to me, but yeah, dude, I've had those times where it's like, man, it kind of sucks doing this every single day. Like just constantly looking at dark shit. It gets old, dude. So yeah, man, having fun is important. Taking breaks, doing all that shit, it's fun. Are you releasing any episodes before the end of the year? I guess you just got today, or are you just kicking it off in the new year?
Oh yeah, just kicking it off into the new year.
Cool, man.
But
yeah, excited to see where you guys go in 2023, man. And thank you for being my last episode of the year.
Oh man, thanks for having me on, dude. This, you know, it's always great talking to you and stuff. And you know, I hate to keep, you know, putting you up, but it wasn't for you, man, I wouldn't be out here doing any of this stuff, you know, because you kind of kicked it all off, you know.
Well, thanks, man. I think you did it yourself. You just if you feel like I helped, that it's an honor that
I'm sorry, I didn't mean.
I was just gonna say it's just an honor that I think we got a lag here towards the end, my bad, but it is an honor that you say that, man. But I think you did it yourself, dude, 100%.
Well, I'll say you gave me faith again, because you know I've been contacting all these dudes, they're all like truthers, hey, let's get this, and like it made me realize there's still real people out here really, you know, trying to unravel truth and share knowledge with people and stuff like that. And it's like you're not a Fed. out of all the conspiracy theorists out there like that, if you were like a CIA like Fed plant, like that would just blow my mind. I couldn't.
I wish I could say that I had some kind of CIA ties, but I just don't. I think it'd be kind of sick to learn some of that shit. But yeah. Man, it's nice to hear that though, Ron. Honestly, it's super cool. But and you guys are killing it. I hope that you guys do big things over there with the show and just get what you want out of it. Have fun and all that shit. You're getting married soon too, right?
Engaged.
So you're engaged still, right now?
Yeah, it's planned out. Yeah, it's I'm not too much of a romance. Yeah. It's good. There's no worry. Like she's perfect for me, obviously. I go out to the public telling people I've seen reptilians and all this crazy shit.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah.
She don't want she's cool, like I've kind of like taught her stuff, but she like tells me, okay, that's my limit.
Yeah,
you can cut it off right there.
Yeah, when you start talking about interdimensional reptiles, it's a lot for some people, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's good that you got your person there and you guys are happy. I wish you guys nothing but luck, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Of course, dude. Last episode of the year, guys. Reach out to Ron Weed. You have your Instagram too, right?
Oh yeah, it's a Berserk Space Cowboy.
Berserk Space Cowboy. Do you have do you do much on there anymore? I see you post every once in a while.
Yeah, I post sometimes. Actually, I just did that number symbol thing, that black and white, yeah. Figure out this new like thing where I just put dots on there, and it's straight dots, right? But when you look at it, it turns into an optical illusion. It looks like five circles. So it's like square, like a straight line becoming a curvature.
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw that. I think you tagged me in that. But yeah, I think that stuff's wild, dude. It's so interesting. So check out Ron Weed's work if you're interested in this gematria stuff, all the numbers and all that stuff. I think that you're pretty good at breaking that down very simply for people, to where even someone like me that knows nothing about math, it's always I still have nightmares to this day that I didn't get to graduate high school because of math. I still have nightmares, dude.
I'm actually a high school dropout.
Well, still, you can't say that you don't understand math, though. That's a fact. It seems like you definitely understand math. But and that's funny. I didn't know you dropped out of high school, dude. But you're still fucking doing it. So high school is pretty damn pointless, I will say. I didn't learn
the high school. Damn thing. The high school told me, like, dude, you're not gonna fucking like. You might as well just quit.
Oh man. Well, hey, you did, and you're fine. So
yeah,
that's funny, man. Well, thank you again, dude. And check out the Imaginary Room of Thought. These guys are doing new episodes at the beginning of the year and all that good stuff. Interesting stuff. Fun conversations over there. And back to normal episodes on either Sunday or Monday, guys. Obviously, this is coming out Saturday. But if you made it through, got to listen to some goofy shit that we talked about here. Normal episodes coming back probably tomorrow. So thank you for all for listening. Check out Ron's work. And we'll see you next time, everybody.